Let's turn to India, where all over the country, an unusual name has been popping up on signs and restaurants and businesses.
The Hitler clothing store in Ahmedabad. There was a Hitler's Cross Cafe, Hitler's Den Pool Hall.
Yes, Hitler, as in Adolf. And just last year, there was even a Punjabi movie called
Hitler in Love, oh baby.
Hero Hitler in Love.
Hitler in Love, oh baby. Hitler in Love.
Now, to understand why a name generally associated with mass murder is turning up on storefronts around the country, reporter David Cheftel decided to investigate. And he wrote about it in a recent issue of Bloomberg Businessweek. He says he first started to notice the Hitler fascination when he'd pass booksellers around Mumbai.
Mein Kampf and some various other biographies of Hitler, but mainly Mein Kampf, are displayed rather prominently because these guys know what sells. So when I arrived, Eat, Pray, Love was out there.
A little bit different than Mein Kampf.
You could say that, yeah. And sometimes, you know, the swastika is a Hindu symbol. It's everywhere, but, you know, every now and then you'll see one that's the Nazi symbol, that's clearly the Nazi symbol. It's something you notice.
Yeah, I remember the first time I went to Delhi, you see swastikas all over the place, but of course the Nazi swastika was sort of turned 90 degrees or something like that, so it's different.
It is different. But I'm not sure people know that, and I think that's where some of the affinity, or at least the curiosity in Hitler comes from, is that, you know, he appropriated this Hindu sign, he appropriated this term Aryan, which came from the subcontinent. So a lot of Indians assume that there was an affinity between Hitler and India. More important than a few businesses that pop up or the affinity for him is there's no outrage or there's no sense in the community that people might be upset by this. And most of the outrage comes from foreign countries, Israel, the U.S. India's Jewish community is quite small. It's 5,300 people, most of them in Mumbai, I should say.
So there's a movie called Hero Hitler in Love. Like, why would somebody call somebody else Hitler in India? What is it supposed to mean?
You know, in this case, in Hero Hitler in Love, this is a love story that has nothing to do with Hitler, but this fellow is nicknamed Hitler because he's got a horrible temper. Tends to fly off at the handle. So anyone who's a bit bossy, bit of a jerk, is nicknamed Hitler, and this makes its way into popular culture. There's a soap opera that runs in India called Hitler Diddy, which translates as Big Sister Hitler.
Okay.
And again, she's a bit cantankerous.
So Hitler is like a kind of like a lovable grouch.
You could say that, yeah.
Is it because people in India don't know a whole lot about the Nazis or Hitler or what they did?
I think that's the case. Generally speaking, there's not a ton of European and certainly Jewish history taught in Indian schools. Now, middle class and upper class Indians, of course, they know these things, but that the middle class and the upper class are quite a small percentage of the population.
But your article suggests that this actually has nothing to do with anti-Semitism, and it seems pretty clear that it doesn't. It's not the sort of the Hitler affinity isn't about anything other than just thinking that this guy was sort of a curmudgeon and a strong leader.
Right, and also that he, you know, were it not for the Axis powers weakening Britain during World War II, that India would have gotten its independence so quickly or so easily. Not to suggest that it was easy, but it came abruptly in the end, and a lot of that had to do with Britain's position being weakened in the war. So a lot of people in India see that as a sort of a positive outcome.
By the way, what do they sell at the Hitler clothing store? Do they sell, I don't know, you know, jack boots and brown shirts?
No, funnily enough, they after the controversy sort of flared up, they're prominently displaying a Gandhi T-shirt in the window.
That's reporter David Cheftel. He wrote about the popular use of the name Hitler in India for Bloomberg Businessweek. David, thanks.
Sure, thank you.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.